Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 63rd week of our look at the book of Genesis. We're in chapter number 46 this week as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Genesis chapter number 46. I was talking with Kyler earlier in the week, and I told him, I think it was Monday, I told him I was going to do chapters 46 and 47 this week, which I said, I'm going to do two chapters this week. Because as you, when you first look in Genesis 46, just a casual reader and a glance, there's just not much there because it talks about the families and all, kind of like in there in Chronicles, the sons and all this, and you kind of breeze through that. So I really thought I could do 46 and 47 today. In one setting, but as I started studying in Genesis 46, and I just had so much there, I just couldn't rush through it. You've heard it said so many times before from this pulpit that every verse, every word in God's scripture is pregnant with information, so you can never get enough of it. And so, with that being said, chapter number 46. Again, there's a lot from verses 8 through verse number 26 and all. There's a lot of names and things, and that's why most people would have breezed over this. But let's begin in verse number 1. Now remember, Jacob is moving, and Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices unto God, the God of his father Isaac. And God spake unto Israel in the visions of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here am I. Now, before we get started in our lesson again, let me remind you where we are. Israel, or Jacob, is now 130 years young. He lives another 17 years. We'll find out next chapter or two that he died when he was 147 years old. So at this point, he's 130. We think of it as an old man, and he was getting up in age, but still back then, that wasn't real old as far as age is looking at. Remember, people like Noah lived so many years, and Adam's 935 years. Methuselah was 969 years. Of course, we knew since the flood, I won't get into all that, but the age of drop the average age today, I think, is about 72 years of age or so. I reckon about the oldest man in here this morning is probably Brother Scholler. Brother Scholler, you're probably the oldest one in here, and he's almost 130. He's getting close. Huh? You feel that way sometimes? But just so you'll know the context, he's 130 years of age. So he begins to travel, is now going to see his beloved son Joseph. Remember, it's been 22 years since Joseph was thrown into the pit, and 22 long years, and Jacob thought that his son Joseph was dead. And remember, we looked at it last week where the sons came and told him, no, Joseph is alive. Let's pack our bags and head to Egypt. He's going to take care of us there. So verse number 1, Jacob, or as the Bible talks about Israel, he names him Israel in the first verse, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. He came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices unto God, the God of his father Isaac. Now, before we go any farther with this, I looked again this morning. When we think of in the Old Testament, and it's even in the New Testament, because it says, unto the God of his father Isaac. It's interesting to me to note that there's many, many, many more times that it's mentioned in Scripture, even in the New Testament, where it says the God of Jacob. Now, it does mention many times the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Many times they're all three together in Scripture. But I just for my own personal study again this morning, early this morning, I looked in the books of Psalms. 15 times alone does it say the God of Jacob. Just in Psalms, all those 15 times, it never mentions the God of Isaac in the book of, uh, of, of Psalms, you know, the 150 Psalms, never mentions that, the God of Isaac, but it mentions the God of Jacob many, many, many times over and over. It mentions the God of Abraham once in the book of Psalms. So we see that in the first verse it says, unto the God of his father Isaac. Well, the God of Isaac became the God of Jacob. I want you to get that, okay? And so we see that he comes to Beersheba, and Beersheba was a special place to, matter of fact, the whole family. We see that Abraham was there, and he dug a well there, and he planted a tree there in Beersheba. We see that in Genesis 21:33. There's a lot of good memories for that family there in Beersheba. Isaac, his father, received a special promise, and he built an altar there for a sacrifice there in Beersheba in Genesis 26:24-25. Matter of fact, Jacob had lived with his father Isaac there in Beersheba. We see that in Genesis 28:10. So this Beersheba was a very familiar place to Jacob. His grandpa had been there. Isaac, his dad had been there. And he had lived there for a short while. And the special thing about Beersheba was this. It was at the southern boundary or the southern border of Israel before you would go into Egypt. It's kind of like the jumping off place. Almost to Jacob's mind, it's all, like the point of no return. He's been in the Canaan land, that promised land, and now he has to leave that land that was promised to him and his descendants. So he's down in Beersheba, get the picture, 130 years of age. And there we see in verse number 2, God spoke unto Israel in the visions of the night. He's in Beersheba and said, Jacob, Jacob. He said, here am I. We're going to see in verse number 3 that Jacob had a lot of fear. He was afraid. He was afraid. And we see here in verse number 2, we see that transition, how God spake unto Israel and said, Jacob, Jacob, how those names were interchanged. It's interesting how that night God spoke to Israel in a vision. This is the 8th time that God had appeared unto Jacob in a vision. Again, I won't enumerate all of them, but you remember there in Genesis 28:13, there at the ladder where he had that vision of the angels ascending and descending. And other times there with Laban, God appeared to him in a vision. Anyway, this is the 8th time that you can find in the book of Genesis where God appeared unto him. And this, as far as we know, is the last time that God appeared to Jacob, to Israel, in a vision, because the Bible doesn't mention it anymore. So as far as we know, this is the last time. Now notice again that the names of these verses, Israel and Jacob. Now, the word Jacob, name was given to Jacob when he was born. The name Jacob means a schemer and a supplanter. We know this, like a deceiver. And that described his old nature. But remember when Jacob met God at that ladder and he wrestled with him all night, God said, I'm going to change your name from Jacob to Israel. The word Israel literally means ruled by God, which shows his second nature, that new nature. So his old nature is Jacob, the deceiver, the supplanter. His new nature is that God had given him is Israel. It literally means ruled by God. Well, sometimes Jacob acted like Jacob, okay? He didn't have faith. That old nature kind of flared up. Sometimes he acted like Israel. That new nature was there. And that's why these terms are interchanged. And I told you before that whenever he's referred, whether it's to Jacob or to Israel, you can see where Jacob is, or Israel as the case may be, in his relationship with God.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us for special revival services at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Evangelist and singer Mike Holcomb will be with us beginning Sunday night at 6 p.m. and then Monday through Wednesday at 7 p.m. That's this Sunday evening, June 27th at 6 p.m. and the 28th through the 30th at 7 p.m. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.